Ledger, they pulled it last year.
Where?
New Star Ledger, I looked it up for a little while.
Put her.
Recording in progress.
Yeah, you probably want to elevate that some, you know. One question that I did have that I wanted Shauna to look at is 356, the pilot funds seems to be down considerably. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Sure, I'll look at it. Maybe it comes late. Late October or November.
Well, I thought it only came once a year, and there's something posted there, so.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that 1037, and they said, yeah, it's in lieu of taxes. So I'm expecting another payment. I don't know why it's happening twice this year.
Though they're sending it in halves, you think?
But 1037 is not half, though. It's way less than half.
Right, right. Well, I think we would lose some of it because they changed the designation to the conservation easement, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't, that, I don't know, that shouldn't actually decrease it.
It should really have a bearing.
I don't know.
That still one, similar ownership.
Yeah.
They didn't actually change the record title to it, did they? Maybe they did.
That I don't know off the top of my head.
I have to check on that.
Which property, though?
Yeah, you know. I'm talking about that.
The big one up at Foster Hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to, that's the one I checked into. You're talking about the 900 acres?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We lost, somewhere around $2,300 a year on that.
But that's regular property tax revenue.
They're paying $7 an acre in taxes. And why before that? Because I looked, it wasn't in Clean and Green or anything, and the previous owner wasn't paying a lot of taxes.
But that was regular property tax revenue, though, not pilot revenue.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm curious why that number is down. And I'm curious what got posted to 409370, government building. That's where we had the parking lot budgeted, and we didn't do the parking lot project. And other than that, there was only $1,750 in that line item, and we've spent over $4,000, over $4,500.
409370.
Oh, that's got a new number in it.
$4,899.
Yeah.
Which one are you on?
409.370, which is page 3.
Mm-hmm. $1,899.45. I don't remember spending that on that this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember spending any money on that parking lot this year.
I'm putting the landscape.
It was budgeted for us to. Landscape, you're right. That's a discussion we should probably have. So, are we doing True Green for next year or not doing True Green? Because we cut the landscaping budget to zero, but the contract still got signed, and those expenses then got recategorized someplace else. I don't think that True Green was $4,000, though.
No, I don't either.
Because I think when we cut it from the budget, I thought it was only like $900 when it was in the budget before.
Should I print out now? This item?
Yeah, sure. It should only take a minute, right?
409.370.
There's a typo right there, a big one.
No. That was budgeted that way for the $100,000 of the parking lot.
All right.
And you'll see the LSA income line item had the 100 in income.
Right.
But we didn't draw.
We didn't draw.
And we didn't spend.
Right.
But if you take that and you deduct, then there's only $1,750 in that line item, but we've spent over $4,500.
I don't know where we spent $4,500.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand. That these are
okay.
Why I get the breakdowns to look at what got posted where and try to figure out. So I sent a list of a lot of line items that I asked for breakdowns for. I don't understand why we suddenly have an income line item for payroll taxes.
An income line?
Oh, this money back?
This.
Is that money that we get when we have the high school kids here?
Well, usually you would put it right in the payroll tax. It wouldn't pop up as an income line item.
We
it would go into the liability.
We don't get any money when the kids are here. They're paid directly.
Even if there was, it wouldn't be categorized as payroll tax.
Yeah.
So that doesn't look right to me. Suddenly this year, $379... It also drives me crazy that these don't come out in order. I don't know how that happens, but they don't come out in order.
Where's 379?
Oh, it's actually like six on your list here.
Oh, there it is, reimbursements.
Oh, reimbursements.
This year, the winter maintenance agreement got posted there. The winter maintenance agreement income.
Might have.
Which... No, it did. I got the breakdown. Okay. That's one of the ones I got the breakdown on. But it's never been posted as a reimbursement before.
Not a reimbursement.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a new line item that just came on to this report this year for PennDOT Turnback.
Okay, that's for Shakopee Road.
Mm-hmm. But we have had PennDOT Turnback money before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So... I need to match it up to deduct from the other place and make sure we're not counting that income twice, right?
What line item is that?
The old line item that it was posted to or the new line item?
The new line item it's posted to.
Let's see. PennDOT Turnback. It has its own number. And it was, I thought, at the top of the page. But I'm not looking at my
under state contract.
That's where I thought it used to be, right? Which is 363,510.
Right.
Right, but you can see the amount there.
Yeah.
And
right, state contract.
State contract. That's the contract.
Right. For our snow plowing.
That's for snow plowing, salt and
right.
So
Bennett Avenue and Foster Hill.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's where it used to go.
Why is there a zero for 25?
The 363,510. I would assume it's because the auditor had her move it to this brand new line item that's somehow not on the sheet, but was on the previous ones. PennDOT Turnback is now 355.30. 55.30.
That $2,800 comes every year, turnback allocation.
Mm-hmm.
From PennDOT.
Yeah, what I'm trying to make sure is, since it's being moved to the new line item, that we don't count it twice. Accidentally counting it where it used to be and counting it where it goes now. But also, I don't see what you handed out today. I don't see the 355.30 line item showing up on here.
I added it to the stateful.
To
which
one?
Yeah, 392.35.
To the state fuel.
State fuel, that's what we get from PennDOT. The one-time big allocation plus the turnback allocation.
For what?
Well, that wouldn't go in the state fuel, and also the auditor, I believe it was the auditor that had you create the turnback line item that was in the report you gave us in September, right?
I didn't change it in QuickBooks. I just did it for a budget purpose.
Okay. Well, it used to be under state contract.
Right.
Right? So we have to make sure that we take it out of state contract if we're putting it in the new spot. I did my own sheets like I usually do. So I will have those circulated before the next meeting once I get the rest of the breakdowns, and I added your new line item that you had in the reports you gave us in September.
September. I have a question.
Yeah.
If we put that in state fuel money, isn't that going to mess up the audit?
You can't go in state fuel money.
It's got to stay for snowplowing.
It definitely, but it shouldn't even on our books. It shouldn't show on our budget in the wrong category. Yes.
Right.
The PennDOT money, sorry. The one that we get, which is more than 50,000, never gets added to the state contract.
It's liquid fuels.
Right, that's liquid fuels.
That's liquid fuel.
I usually put it in state fuel. Yeah.
Right, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the turnback money.
Mm-hmm.
I also can't see where the quick memorial expense went. It doesn't seem to show on here from 2024. And like I said, the bridge repairs, the $47,000 of bridge repairs from last year, I didn't find.
That's
on the
in,
report. It was in 439.2. We created a line for it, but specific.
That 136,000, that's 47,000 plus the road repair.
Okay, so you put it in the liquid fuels, or you put it in the highway
construction.
Highway construction. Okay. Which you now call resurfacing.
All right, 439 is resurfacing on this report. But then there's also...
But when you gave me the breakdown from the 379 reimbursements, the winter maintenance agreement is posted there this year, which isn't where we budgeted for it. We would budgeted for it under state contracts.
Yeah,
Which is 363,510. I have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right.
All right, so we have a little bit, and we still have a ways to go. Since it caused so much confusion this year...
Recording in progress.
...with the T-sheets, if you can tally up what we spent on T-sheets in 2024, then we can make sure that that subcategory gets the money so that it's broken out and that it's not confusing. All right?
Okay.
All right, so we did not answer the question about True Green.
It is listed.
True Green for the year, according to what we paid out, was $520.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew it wasn't a lot.
And the rest of it is...
It looks like the water heater leak is right. Where most of this...
Yeah, that's where most of that went.
Shouldn't that be small tools?
Yeah, actually, but that's what that's what we purchased was taken down. That's where we had to go post all the properties.
So what's the deal with True Green?
I think we need to keep it. Keep the lawn looking good. Otherwise, it'd be all weeds.
I disagree and don't think that we need True Green. Bob?
I think they do maintain the lawn good, but...
Look at the lawn next door to us. Yeah, to see what that is. It's a weed patch.
I think,
and that's a weed patch out there. And we're getting all that stuff in our area if it's not controlled. And we get thousands of cars a day right by this building.
Okay. I don't treat my lawn with True Green. I wouldn't spend the taxpayers' money on it, but it's a three-person board, so you're in the hot seat, Bob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just said what it was like when I first took over here.
Well, what I don't want to see is what happened this year, which is we didn't budget for it, but it was spent anyway, and then
nobody ever canceled the contract, so...
Right.
Well, nobody was supposed to be renewing the contract either because it wasn't budgeted for. But
if we don't act on it, then it will be renewed. So I have to contact him if we have to cancel.
We shouldn't be acting on something that's not in the budget. Anyway, it got recategorized someplace else instead of being put under landscaping. If we're going to do it, then it should be in the budget under landscaping.
It's 7 o'clock. Call me and Milford Township Supervisors to order. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Got to go to our regular agenda, right?
Right.
Take this up at the end.
Approval of the meeting minutes from October 6th. It's your pleasure.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $50 from Magisterial District Court, $3,515.75 from Real Estate Transfer Tax, $3,354.10 from Third Quarter Delinquent Tax, $225 from Zoning, and $25 from UGI, and that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're looking for approval to transfer $10,000 from Fludgett to the MBT checking account for bill pays?
Yes.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Roadmaster's report. We're slowly getting the trucks ready. We've got 150 ton of salt. I have 75 ton of salt on order, which has been ordered since the first of the month. I don't know what happened to it. We recalled them last week and it's still not here. Two of the trucks got the sanders on to them, and Harvey's been on vacation for the last week, so when he gets back, we'll be putting the big plow on the 750, and that'll be completely ready for any snowstorms we get. And I've been doing some work on the roads. We're out today. We got a bad catch basin up on Chippy Coal, which we have to look at. Hopefully we can get that repaired before winter sets in.
What is that, at the bottom of Chippy Coal?
I don't know which one it is.
I was going to say, what do you mean by a bad catch basin?
Falling in.
Oh, that wouldn't be that one. And that's pretty new, that one.
Yeah, this is, I think, about halfway up on the left-hand side.
Destabilized.
Also, on my ventures around the checking the roads and stuff, as I was coming up Moon Valley Road, I believe Bob was there the other day and talked to the property owner. They cut a tree down, which is probably 2.5 to 3 foot in diameter, which is laying in the brook.
Is it still there?
Still there. They have not done anything with it. If we get any real heavy rains, it's going to be flooding. So I don't know what the supervisors want to do about it. It's one of Progressive Health's houses where the tree was cut down. So do we want to have our attorney send
Paul Brooks? I think we should have the attorney send a letter out to the property owner.
Which would be Paul Brooks.
No, it isn't Paul anymore.
He's still listed.
It's sold.
It's sold.
Sold? Do you know who the owner is now?
I don't. I can get that to you, though.
Thank you.
If you would, as soon as possible, because this could be a serious problem. There's actually, the one tree is, there's actually two trees in that brook right there on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. If that's flooding, it's going to take Moon Valley Road out.
Yeah. They told me the other day, no problem, we'll get rid of it that day. Yeah.
Bob talked to him.
Oh, they said they would get rid of it that day? Yeah. How long ago was that?
Last week.
Last week. And they have
Thursday
not touched
Friday,
it.
I think.
Tony, do you have any comments on this matter?
They had the tree cut down. It's now blocking.
It's in the
brook. Waterway.
It's blocking the waterway.
There's two of them in the brook.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a call to the conservation district?
That's
Pike County Conservation.
It's definitely a conservation district issue.
I was trying to give them benefit of the doubt to do something with it before we contacted them. So.
I disagree. I think you should contact them. They had an opportunity to remove it. They have it.
Hey, I will make that call tomorrow. Pike County Conservation.
Yep. We talked to them last week and...
Yep, it's still there.
Yeah.
If they don't remove it and it causes damage to the road...
Then they're going to be... they're going to have a little issue with us, then.
Would it be appropriate to advise them of that?
Yeah.
So the answer is both?
Exactly.
Send a letter and call the conservation district.
Okay.
Yeah, it's owned by...
Bob, was that a motion to actually send a letter?
Yes, that's a motion. And it's Progressive Rehab of Pennsylvania Incorporated.
Oh, Progressive Rehab. Okay.
Yeah, on East Harper Street.
And okay. East.
I will second that motion to have Tony send a letter.
That's 133 Moon Valley Road.
133 Moon Valley Road.
That's where the tree's located.
Okay. I'll look up their information tomorrow.
You want the tax ID number?
Yeah, let me have it.
113.01-02-44.
Thank you.
All in favor of the motion to send them a letter, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Zoning.
After the last meeting, a permit for Christmas sale, Christmas tree sale was issued, and also a sign permit for that was also issued. That's it.
Thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
Public participation.
I'd like to say a few words if I could.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Come up to the mic, say your name.
Thank you.
Not gonna make it. Kneel down.
Thank you. My name is Jim DePetris, developer. Most of my activity has been in Monroe County. I'm here with Dolly Santos, whose family has been here for county 85 years plus. I listed some references there. I welcome the township to contact any of them. Our company, we believe in forming a local partnership with a township in our developments. We stand for quality projects. I guess most recently, a St. Luke's building that was built approximately 28 miles south of here in Smithfield Township. We're also very active in a town called Medford, New Jersey, that is known for national sensitivity to the environment. And we were able to get retailers to think out of the box there in terms of doing things that they would normally not do because they like to have it their way. And I think that's an important consideration. We hate pylon signs, so you'll see that we did some examples of signage that is very attractive. I think one thing we love to do is pay taxes. I bet you in Monroe County that we're paying over $1 million a year between state, local, and school taxes. We've been in front of the Planning Commission for 6 months. We had to do that because very interesting, all the projected uses that we want to do, quality restaurants, retail, probably an upscale convenience store, are all zoned correctly, but the township had no zoning to bring them together in a project. We've been working for 6 months with the Planning Commission, a lot of give and take that's been going on, and I think we're very close to finding common ground on that. And our next step would be hopefully to move forward and get approvals from the supervisors and move forward to conditional zoning. We think that Milford is a very unique place to do business. I was at the festival this weekend, and I'm really starting to feel part of it, and we're just proud to be here and looking to do something great in this local area that everyone can be proud of. Dolly, would you like to say anything real quick?
Yes, I'm Julio Santos' wife, and I just want to say that my husband has been living here since he was born here. He was born right down in Milford, Pennsylvania, and his family has had a lot to do with, they serve milk in the area and so forth to the people. They love having the cattle and so forth that we had on the farm. You'll have to excuse me, I'm going into dementia, so I can't remember. I won't remember what I said. But anyway, he's worked all his life on this land. It's all that he's ever had. And now we're in a position where it's been very, very difficult for us. As you know, it was mentioned before how much money we owe to the IRS in inheritance taxes, And if it hadn't been for this man who has been willing to stick with us, we would have been put off the land many, many years ago. So he's been a great help to
me.